Kumlan Rabla Gemara, we're beginning today at Abeleza the Miller on Daf Kuf Lamed Omed Aleph. This continuation of the last Mishnah, where we talked about what you're permitted to do on Shabbos for a woman who gave birth, and we said that the very ending of the Mishnah was that all the needs of a Miller you can do on Shabbos. Now, what exactly is included in all the needs for a Bris Miller? So we have a Machlekes. Rabbeleza says, Im Loi Hevi. We're not talking just about the actual bris itself. The Torah tells you, you know, the Yom HaShmini, we learn that even on Shabbos. But even the implements that you require to proceed with a milah are also permitted to be brought on Shabbos, for example. And even though you're mechal Shabbos, the mitzvah of milah and all of its needs push away Shabbos. Im lo hevi kli erev Shabbos, if you didn't bring your knife, let's say, erev Shabbos, mevi'a b'Shabbos, you can bring it on Shabbos. But how? Megula. It should be exposed. You shouldn't try to hide it. And we'll soon see the more why that's necessary. It should be open. But let's say it's a time of danger when the government said you're not allowed to mala your children, so you have to do it, you know, with discretion. Then mechasehu al pi edim. You put it in your pocket, but you have two witnesses that saw you that know that it's a bris. So if anybody accuses you of carrying on Shabbos, you have witnesses that it was a knife you were carrying for a bris. And we take very seriously people's opinions of you. But Oid Omar Abeleza, let's go further. Korsim Eitzim, you're allowed to even cut down wood on Shabbos. Lasad Chomet, to make coal. Lasad Barzel, in order to make the knife, to sharpen the knife, or make put the knife, you know, make it straight. So these are all machshirim, these are all preparatory steps to the milah, and you're allowed to do them on Shabbos. Comes over Kivan and argues. Klal Omar Kivan, the rule is as follows. No, I disagree. Kol Melacha She'ev Shalai Seh Mer Shabbos, you could have done it Erev Shabbos, there's no excuse why you have to do it on Shabbos, then ain't Erev Shabbos. It doesn't push away Shabbos. If you can't, you can't. But Mila, for example, She'ev Shalai Seh Mer Shabbos is due on Shabbos. You can't do it before Shabbos, then Doich El Shabbos. Then those things are Doich El Shabbos. So Gemara wants to know, first of all, you said that you should walk around with that knife exposed. The boy lu time Rabbi Lezer, what's his svar? Is it mishum chibu b'mitzvah? You want to show everybody, well, how much you love the mitzvah of milah, that even on Shabbos you will go carry a knife to do the milah. People shouldn't be choshed that if you have something, you know, bulge in your pocket, that you, who knows what you're carrying, and you might be carrying other things, and therefore you have to have it exposed. Let's say there's no sakana, but you don't want to walk around with an open knife, so you only want to put it in your pocket. If the reason is because of shad, then you can, and you'll have two witnesses that saw it was a knife that you put in your pocket. If anybody questions anybody, you have these witnesses. But if the reason is chibu b'mitzvah, then it doesn't help having witnesses. You should walk around with it exposed. So the Gemara, I'm a mishum chibu b'mitzvah megula, I'm a chusel leikib mishum daf kibir revealed. Aliyah mishum chshad. But if it's because of people will, you know, cast all kinds of allegations against you, after the mechusa shop, but then it can be even hidden as long as you have witnesses. My, what is it? Eat what we learned. Tomorrow's going to respond. Amar Ablevi said, Amar Ablevi said, L'chubi mitzvah. Ablevi clearly said, the reason is, L'chibu be mitzvah. To show people how much you love the mitzvah of bris milah. Tain amar we learned, mevi and megula open, ve'ein mevi mechus not covered. Divid Ablevi. That means even, you know, in normal times, you can only bring it revealed, not covered. Amar Abashi, Masis, now even from our own Mishnah. The Tani, it says, you have to bring all these brises. Uvishas ha-sakana, only during sakana mechasei api edim. Seems to be sakana in only time of sakana, shaloi besakana loi. Shmamino is a good raya. Mishum chibu b'mitzvah, is that the reason is, that what the raya is, that it's for, because you'll, to show how dear the mitzvah is to you, shmamino. So that's a valid proof. Tani, you don't another brise. Meviyim megula, you bring the knife exposed, ve'ein meviyim mechusa, and you do not bring it concealed, even with witnesses, divir abelezer. Rabbi Yehuda says, in the name of Rabbi Lezer. So that's the Tana Kama's version of Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Yehuda says, Noigin hoye b'shas ha-sakana. During a sakana, shemivin mechus al-pi edim, is to conceal it. Now, this edim over here is not really edim. You're not, there's no court case or anything else. It's only when people start gossiping, you have these people who hold them in check. So what kind of edim do you need? Yibayilu edim the Kama's iyevachad, him and somebody else. Is that good enough? You need proper two witnesses apart from him. Tashma kamenev sakana mechaseu al pi edim. You conceal it based on test on the witnesses. If it's he and two others, it makes sense. That's why they're called edim. Eliyam huvachad, he one person, my edim. And why call it edim when you're one of the people? It's only one an aid. Well, that's not raya. That you and that other person could have been edim anywhere else, And maybe that's good enough here. So we have no raya one way or the other. Then Va'oidam, Rabbi Lezer says you're allowed to cut down wood to make the coal. In Rabbi Lezer's region, before the Tanoim made a final ruling as to who is right, so in the region where Rabbi Lezer was the Rav, they used to chop wood, lasses b'chamed to make coal, lasses basil b'shabbos, to make this metal on Shabbos. The Mekoimish Rabbi Yisrael Gluli, to show you that the Tzedloi Sosser, even though people might have felt uncomfortable that he was the Rav, then he could paskin. And it says actually in the Truvas, Nabinez and others, that a Rav, based on Rashi in Chumash, that Moshe Rabbeinu is equal to the whole Doid, that a Rav can make Psakim for the community. He doesn't have to consult anybody, because a Rav is like a Rabbin. He is the majority. And therefore, and one that I is also something like over here, that Rabbi Elazar Paskin in the region, even though people disagreed, they all followed. And the same thing here, Rabbi Yisrael Gluli. We have three opinions regarding chicken and milk. We have one opinion that that's awesome with the Isa. We have one opinion that's awesome with the Rabbanon. And Rabbi Yisrael says it's mutter, even with the Rabbanon, to have chicken and milk. And in the area, Rabbi Yisrael was the Rav, before the Chachamim came down with the final psak, everybody used to have chicken and milk. What's the story? It's not really. It says in one pasuk, it says in the beginning of the pasuk, they shouldn't eat an avela at all. And we have to give it away to the gate in your area. And then the pasuk includes, what's the correlation, what's the connection between the two? So we dash as follows. That which we have an iser of nevela, then also levasha basa b'chalof. That you are not allowed to eat basa b'chalof. A bird that is as well. In the milk of its mother, but a bird does not have milk. Has no milk. So therefore, he holds that in Atayda Midr Rabbani you're allowed to eat, and in his city they used to all eat it. So Amar Yitzchak Irachas Hoishu Sol is a sinner. So you're oisin ki Rabbi Lezer. There's a sinner. So you follow Rabbi Lezer before the Chacham paskened the other way. Well, you may sin bismana. Nobody died prematurely. Shows that they were given a reward for listening to their Rav. Not only that, Shepamachas once. Gozra Malchus Hashog Zed Al Yisrael. Once that the Goyim made a decree against Eden, Al Hamila, Al Oisila Gozra. That city escaped that particular verdict. Why? Or that sentence? Why? Or that decree? Because they had the chus of listening to the Rebbe, even when it didn't make sense to them necessarily. Any mitzvah the Eden accepted upon themselves with joy. For example, the mitzvah Mila, the Chassid, it says. It says in the pasuk, David Melech says, "Sos anoichi al imrasecha," like we say now every day. "Sos anoichi al imrasecha." I'm so happy on your words. Kimoitzi shalarov, like somebody found an unbelievable plunder. And we're talking about mila. How are we talking about mila? Because on your first word, you said the first mitzvah you gave us was the mitzvah of mila. So this mitzvah, these words, clear before any other mitzvah. And why taka we happier with mila than anything else? So Rashi explains, because this is the only mitzvah we have with us all the time. Tefillin you wear a certain amount of time, and so on and so forth. And mezuzah, it's not around you when you're away. And the tzitzis when you're not dressed. But this is always there. Like David Melech, when he went to the bathhouse, and he thought he was there, he had naked from mitzvahs, and then he remembered the bris mila. And as the Rebbe explained in Sikha, the bris mila is not just is always there, but the mitzvah. You're mekayim being mohol every second that you're mohol. Is a dying, we still do with simcha. So Rashi says it means we still have make a big suda when we have a bris mila. And Tosafot brings that when it said by Avraham Avinu he made a mishta gadol, not stam a mishta gadol. Biyoyim he gomel his chok. And there's all kinds of opinions. Some say it was by mitzvah. Some say when he weaned off his mother. But Tosafot brings a medrash that he gomel is hey gimel mol. Hey gimel is 5 and 3 is 8. On the 8th day mol when he was gemalot, what did Avraham do? He made a mishta gadol. So you learn you have to make a big suda by a bris. And so we see that's besimcha. That's bris mila. But the whole mitzvah, shekiba lembik tata, any mitzvah that the Eden were not very pleased with, to go in arayas. The Eden were not very pleased with arayas, the mitzvah of arayas. See, each my mitzvah on boichel, mishmachayasav, all crying about their families. At least mishmachayasav, when you came down with this ruling, you cannot marry your close relative, people were very upset. So, because arayis in a way is like a bris. A bris is separating part of yourself, and arayis is the same thing, separating like very close family, which are like parts of yourself, and we are separating. This separating, so drawing a contrast, this separating was besimcha, and this separating was not besimcha, because people thought fakert. Isn't it better to be close with closer with your immediate family? Is a dinos a biktata? And we still do it with arguments. What do you mean? Where do we say arguments by getting married? We do it legally. Because the famous saying, the lekka ksuva, there isn't a marriage, the leirama batigra, where you don't have arguments between the mechotonim, the ksuva, what you each one promises the nadin, how much you're paying for the wedding. There are always arguments. So lekka ksuva, the leirama batigra. There isn't a ksuva, which doesn't mean only the ksuva, but the whole arrangement of the marriage, that doesn't have, some disquiet there. Any mitzvah that you were prepared to die for, b'shas gzeirah malchus, and the goyim decreed against it, keep going. Avodah zarah, the idul meisa nefesh, or mila, the idul meisa nefesh, a dinim of the adam. We're still very strong at it. Everyone keeps it. But those mitzvahs that you were not prepared to die for, b'shas gzeirah malchus, for example, tefillin, a dayin he merufa b'yadam, it's still weak in their hands. Now, what exactly means by weak in the hands? Some want to say that tefillin, that the people used to wear it all day. And now you don't find people wearing it all day. But the way Tosfos Daf Mem Tes, we had a similar Gemara there, learns, when he quotes the Gemara, it sounds like he learns that people just don't wear tefillin. And he asks about a karkaf to the lemanach tefillin. The Gemara says, if a person never put on tefillin, goes to the worst places, and Tosfos answers, that's only when you mock it. And here it's talking about you're not mocking it, you're just lazy. So it's clear that people just didn't, in the Gemara's times, a lot of Yidden did not put on tefillin, because we're never mois nefesh. Now, what's that? Yidam Yana said, tefillin tzich guf noki, kelisha bakanafayim, tefillin requires a guf noki, a clean body, just like Elisha balkanafayim, the master of the wings. If we had the Gemara Lefnim test, why is he called the master of the wings? And what, first of all, why not? Amar Abayi shalai yafir behem, we want you to pass any gas. And Ravam, and it's disrespectful. And therefore, you need to have a gufnaki. And Rava says, remember, a lot of Amaroim didn't wear tefillin because they were sick. They had all kinds of diarrhea issues. And Rava says, shalo yishin behem. You shouldn't sleep. And what's wrong with sleeping? Either by sleeping. So Abaya says, I'm not worried you'll fall asleep in it. But I am worried about your past wind. And Rava says, they're not arguing if you're allowed to sleep or not. But Rava says, I'm worried that people might fall asleep. And what's wrong if they fall asleep? So Tesis before gave two explanations. One is that you might then pass wind. The other one is that you have hesech hadas. Interesting, why isn't that the reason? Because you have to think about tefillin. Rabbi Yehuda says, Hesach Hadas by tefillin doesn't mean that you're not thinking about tefillin, it means that you're thinking about things which are lewd or things which are totally disrespectful. So sleeping, you're not thinking about things which are totally disrespectful, so maybe it's not Hesach Hadas. And the other answer Tesis agrees with Rabbi Yehuda, and he holds, no, Hesach Hadas means if you're not thinking about tefillin. That's why it's the second reason of Tesis. And they're arguing what the Easter of Hesach Hadas by tefillin is. Now, he says, why is it called Elisha, the master of the wings? Shepamachas wants Gozra Malchus Ashur Gzeira Yisrael. He wants the terrible evil, the kingdom they decreed against the Eden. Shekolamaniach Tfilin Aroish, anybody wears Tfilin on his head, Yikru Es Moichri. Tfilin Shayab was discreet. Also, Tfilin Shayroish is supposed to frighten and intimidate the Goyim. So they said, we disallow wearing Tfilin on the head. We will, poke you through their brain. He used to wear tefillin and defied them. The Yotzal Shuk went out in the street. And one officer saw him. Rots Mufanov, he fled. The guy chased him. When he reached him, not Plumeration, he took it off his head. Elisha took it off his head. And placed it in his hand. The guy said to him, what's in your hand? The wings of a dove. Pasha the Yodi opened his hand. He made him open his hand. They found Taka miraculously. The tefillin transformed into the wings of a dove, and that's why today when you wrap the tefillin, the straps around the tefillin, at least the shereish, you make it like the wings of a bird on both sides. That's why they call him the master of the wings. So all the Rishayim have go to town trying to understand the whole story. First of all, is Elisha, are we saying that Elisha was some limp shot? Elisha Balkanifying was unique. But nobody else was in his, and he was a, and he probably had a gufnaki. Why else would a miracle happen? But everybody else, therefore, has to strive to be that. In other words, he did the right thing. According to others, he did the wrong thing. That he would bring a proof that even Elisha, why did he do the wrong thing? Because he wasn't Mais Nefesh. He took it from off his head and put it in his hand. He should have left it on his head. And if they kill him, they kill him. He wasn't Mais Nefesh. So that's what we're using as a proof. You see, by tefillin, they weren't moshe nefesh, including Elisha Baal Kanafayim, and that's why people are not taking it that seriously. Then the question is, because during Shmad, you're not allowed, you have to even your shoelace, you're not allowed to change. So why aren't all the Yidu wearing tefillin? So Taisa before laid down a rule, which, and when we say during Shmad, you're not allowed to change one iota of the Torah, are only those mitzvahs or minhagim, like the shoelace, the color of the shoelace, which distinguish us as a Yid. But if it's something that doesn't distinguish us as a Yid, then you don't have to do it, number one. Other Rishonim say that only by when it comes to they tell you to do an Aveda, Loisa say. But here it's only a Shevel Taisa, don't do the mitzvah. You don't have to die for that. And then so others ask, if you don't have to die for it, why was he Moshe Nefesh? Elisha Baal Kanafayim, he walked filling the street. So some say that, from here to Aya, that even those mitzvahs that you're not only, you don't have to Moshe Nefesh, you do, it's a great thing. And others say, he, you know, maybe he did the wrong thing. He shouldn't have done it. Maishna Kanafayim, why did he decide, why did he choose the wings of a dove? Then he told him, Lama Shalai, if there's any other bird. Because the Jews are compared to a dove. Shemit says, Kanfeyoin and Nechpa Bekesev, the wings of a dove, are covered or coated or plated with silver. And the other parts are with gold. Just like a dove. The wings protect it. Af Yisrael mitzvahs meginas alav. Even also the mitzvahs protect it. Others try to bring a medrash that one wing seemed, when an offender comes to attack him, to defend himself, he uses one wing to keep himself stable in the air, and the other wing he flaps back and forth to defend himself. So that's how we have two wings by mitzvahs. One mitzvah, you know, protects us, another mitzvah actually pushes away that enemy. Amar Baba, Amar Baravada, Amar Bizchak, Pamachas once, Shakhu, they forgot they forgot to bring the knife for the bris on Friday. They brought it on Shabbos, but how did they bring it? Not openly in the Shusarabim. Derech gagais v'derech atzedes, going through roofs, through courtyards, in other words, through a carmelis or through private property, but there's no ediv. Shaloi b'nesoy Rablezer wasn't happy because according to him, you're allowed to go into the Shusarabim. Asked the Gemara only according to Rabbi Elazar, and the Chachamim were happy. The Chachamim hold, you know, I'll do any Aveda, only you know, with the preparations. You should have prepared it Friday. You can't even bring it through a chatzah. You can't even do Yisad Rabbanon. Mask of Yisad Shlevis Rabbi Elazar. Ad Rabbi Elazar the Shor. Rabbi Elazar matter. He says it's all right. Bichitaim Shlevis Rabbi Elazar the Shor for Yisrabim. Rabbi Elazar hold, you can allow to do even Shusarabim. And therefore, why do you go through Gagas? If that's what it means, everyone asks on this Gemara's question, L'chayda, if you can minimize the Aveda, even according to Rabbi Elazar, if you can minimize the Aveda, why shouldn't you? Rabbi Elazar says you're allowed to go through Sarabim, which is an Issa Deraisa. I mean, you have an option to go through courtyards, which is an Issa Derabanan. Shouldn't you, for sure, go through violate Issa Derabanan, rather than Issa Deraisa? What's the Gemara saying? So Taisa actually remains with a question on that. And others say because going through Sarabim would have been a lot quicker, rather than going through roofs and courtyards, which is a much longer way. And in order for Zizim Magdima Lemitzis, in this case, you're allowed to go through the Shusarabim because you have a good reason to. Ella, sorry?
Didn't we say before that Elazar said that you should carry the knife openly to show Chaviva some mitzvah?
Yeah, but you're doing
to go to a public place.
Yeah, Rabbi Elazar clearly says you're allowed to walk into the Shusarabim and so on. So the Gemara said, but this particular person went through the Gagas and Chatzeris, and Rabbi Elazar wasn't happy. So the Gemara says that. So Rabbi Yosef asks, "What do you mean he wasn't happy? Surely he's happy." Rabbi Yosef first asks if he's happy that you can walk in Shusarabim. Surely he's happy if you walk through a Chatzer. You're even Issa the Rabbanon. Then Rabbi Yosef says, "No, maybe not. Maybe on the contrary." Rabbi Elazar says that he was unhappy. Why did you have to take the longer route? You should have gone openly into the Shusarabim with a knife exposed, and so therefore he didn't approve of this behavior. So who was happy? Ella Beratzon Rabbanon. So L'chayde, if Rabbi Elazar wasn't happy, it sounds like you're saying, but the Rabbanon were happy. The Asur Derech Shusarabim, but it sounds like the Rabbanon said you're not allowed to take in the street, but maybe V'shoru Derech Gag Derech Tzekevim, and the Rabbanon allowed an Issa de Rabbanon. But it's not true, Umishari, it's not true. The Rabbanon hold, you're not allowed to commit even Issa de Rabbanon to do the mitzvah Bris Milah. Anything you could have done on Friday, there is absolutely no circumstance that you could be over in Shabbos, even the Rabban. But Tanya, you learn, Kishem She'ein Nevi'in Oysed Derech Shurabim, just like the Rabban hold. You're not allowed to carry the Shurabim on Shabbos, the knife, because it's not the actual mitzvah. Kach Ein Nevi'in Oysed, you're not allowed to bring it, Loi Derech Gagas, Veloi Derech Kafifas, Veloi Derech Tzedes, not via the roofs, not via kafir, like a big open area that is, that's enclosed. It's like a little park or a garden. V'loy derech chatzedes, and not through the courtyard. Ella, so what's pshat? So who did approve? Ella, what Rashi write? Shaloi, this is how you should read the b'raisa. That particular activity is wrong according to everybody. Shaloi b'tzon ablezer, nor umach lekusin. Those who argue with ablezer. Rabbi Lezer said you should have gone through the main street, you would have been quicker. And Rabbi Kiva argues that you should not have gone even through the roof. You should have gone. You shouldn't have done it. Ella Baratz Rav Shimon. The only one who says you allowed to Rav Shimon. Now, what's the story of Rav Shimon? Because we'll have an Erevin that according to, we have a big machleg, the three opinions, but Rav Shimon basically holds that if you have a bunch of courtyards contiguous and there's no Eidah between them, any item which is already situated in the courtyard before Shabbos, you're allowed to carry it from one courtyard to the next courtyard, to the roof, to the karfif. Everything is contiguous to each other. It's like one big rishus. It's only something that's in your house. You're not allowed to take it in the chutzah if you don't have an Erev. But if there's no Erev, once it's already in the chutzah, you can move it around. And the idea is, you know, a house is a private place and the chutzah is a bit more, a chutzah is a common area, you know, two or three houses are in one chutzah. So therefore, you know, I'll take my house in the chutzah without an Erev. But once it's in the chutzah before Shabbos, you know, you're allowed to move it from one chutzah to the next. So he also, you're allowed to move it from a gag to a chutzah to a karfif. Others, a mayor says that you can move from one gag to another, you can move from one chutzah to another, you can move from one karfif to another. So therefore, who approved this behavior? Rabbi Shimon. So obviously the bris was outside in the chutzah. That's all considered one large reshus for those vessels sheshavsu b'toychan that already found themselves in this chutzah before Shabbos. V'loy lekelim yishavsu rabbi, but not any kelim that found themselves in the house. Zayda asked the interesting question. Rabasi, mavli. So this is how it works. So you have a bayis, a house. Then you have a chutzah. You have two, three, four, five houses that share one courtyard. In those days, the courtyard was sort of semi-private because people, the house is very small. So many of their items they would carry, they would keep outside in the chutzah next to the house. So you have but because in one chutzah you have a number of houses that share it, you need an eid of chatzeris, which basically means is that you put, you know, one you put the food down in one particular house and everybody becomes a common area. And then you have a number of chatzeris that spill into a street, and that street is called a mavli. And the mavli, if it's a cul-de-sac, if it's a, let's say it's three sides are enclosed, then that's called a mavli that's she'enim foolish, not open on both ends. And all you need in the front is a lechi and a keda, or lechi or a keda. You need a post on the side or a beam on top to show that this is where the mavli ends, and we're carrying it because this is separate from the shusar abim, which is contiguous too. So what happens? A mavli shaloi nishtatvabayu. Ma'u letalkul bekuli. So you just said in the chutzah, if something exists already in the chutzah, you're allowed to move it around the whole Shabbos. What about a mavli? If something exists in a mavi, can you carry in mavi? We have a number of chatzedis that are joined together. So do we use the same logic that we use by the chatzedis, that if it's in one chatzah, you're allowed to move it on Shabbos to other chatzedis? So what about it's in a mavi? You're not allowed to carry from the chatzah to mavi, that's for sure. If you didn't make, it's called shitufei mavois. You have eid of chatzedis or shitufei mavois. Same idea, you all join together. But the question is something that already found itself in the mavi before Shabbos. Can you walk around with it the entire mavi, you know, carry more than 4 amos and all that on Shabbos? Me, I mean, do we say kechatzah? Do I mean like a chatzah? Ma chatzah, just like we just said about chatzah. I forgot the leiv, even though you didn't make an eid of amongst the chatzedis. Mutter letalkum kuli. You're not allowed to carry from your house to the chatzah if you didn't make an eid of between the houses and the chatzah. You're not allowed to carry from the house to the chatzah, but within the chatzah itself, you're allowed to carry. So hai nami here too. I forgot the nishtatfuvay. Even though they didn't make an eid of in the mavi. Mutal tautul bakula, you're allowed to carry throughout the time of it. Once something is inside the clothes or vessel, whatever it is, and then what do you call it? And you can carry it in a mavi. Or Rashi gives an example: clothes that you wore, you wore outside, you took clothes from the house which you wore, so you're allowed to take it outside, and then you take it off in the mavi. And the question is, now it's sitting in the mavi, brought it illegally on Shabbos. The question is, can you move it around the time of it? And I told you before, there were three opinions. The mayor says that a gag is separate, and what do you call it? A chatzah is separate, and a karfif is separate. Each one is separate. That's the mayor's opinion. Chachamim hold that gagin and chatzedes are one rishus, and karfif is another rishus. Karfif is an enclosed area, the size of the Mishkan is smaller, that, what do you call it? That has enclosed a wall, but there's no house there. And according to Rav Shimon, Gag, Chotzer Karfif is all one Rishus, something is lying there on Shabbos, you can move it around wherever you want. So that's one way of viewing it. So why should a mother be different than a chatzah? Oydil mo loy dummi lechatzah. You can't compare a mother to chatzah. Chatzah, you know why, if it's already before Shabbos, in a courtyard. You're allowed to move it from one courtyard to the next. The east lay dal mechitzah, you have four walls. High less lay dal mechitzah. A mother, you don't have four walls. It only has like three walls. And inami chatzah, east lay diyoyden. Chatzah has a number of people that live there. So in other words, it's meant to be used. People leave things in the courtyard all the time. That's, you know, it's a place where items belong. So therefore, you're allowed to move it around. And high less beit diyoyden. Nobody lives in the mavi itself. People live in the house, and the house spills in the chatzah, and then the chatzah spill into the mavi. Anyway, shakla lamidi, he didn't answer. So Rav Zeda asked this question, Rav Asi didn't answer him. A while later, Zimnin, another occasion, Ashkri, he found the Yosef, Rav Zeda found Rav Asi sitting, and this is what he said, that Rav Shimon Malaki, Rav Yehuda Nasi, Rav Shimon Malaki said the name of Rav Yehuda Nasi, that's the Rebbe, Pam Achaz once, Shokhu, they forgot, V'loi heviyu izemel me'er Shabbos, they didn't mean the night of Shabbos, V'heviyu b'Shabbos, they brought on Shabbos, and it bothered the Rabbanan why they brought the knife, which seems to follow the view of Rabbi Lezer, against Rabbi Kiva. How can they leave behind the words of Chachamim and follow Rabbi Lezer? Chodah, first of all, the Rabbi Lezer Shamuti. First of all, Rabbi Lezer Shamuti. So Rashi brings in two interpretations of what Rabbi Lezer Shamuti is. Either Shamuti means he was put in Chayrim, which some of the Rishonim say, so what? His psaki might still be right. And the other one is, he followed Shammai. And Tesis likes, it leans toward that pshat, that he followed Shammai. Which always bothered me, that pshat, because the Gemara says, in Tainus we'll have, Rabbi Lezer says, he never said anything that he didn't from his Rebbe. His Rebbe was Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai. Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai, we had in Rasukah, Rebbe was Hillel. So if Rabbi Lezer ben Hurkun said he never ever said anything that he didn't hear from his Rebbe, and his Rebbe was a Talmud Muvik of Hillel, because Hillel had 80 students, and Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai was according to our version of the Gemara, the lowest, according to Kesem Mishnah's version of the Gemara, the highest, then how can Rabbi Lezer, who can follow Beis Shammai? No idea. But anyway, furthermore, Yochid v'Rabim halachik Rabim. We forget about the fact that Rabbi Lezer is Shemutiyu. The Rabban and Rabbi Kiva is the Rabban. They argue Rabbi Lezer. Of course we follow Rabbi Kiva. So bother the Chachamim, why they carry the knife on Shabbos through the streets to Mala. So we went and turned to this person who was a mumcha. He was an expert in Mila, Rabbi Yehuda HaGoyiz, Rabbi Yehuda, the one who used to cut. Interesting name. Omar Li, he told me that you should know that story, you know, that story, by the way, is not exactly the way you say it. And Mavi Shalay Nishtat for Bahava. The story was they didn't carry through Shas Rabim. It was a Mavi, but they didn't make a Shituf. The ICU, everything was outdoors. That but the Rashi seems to be learning, and the Mefarshim have a hard time understanding Rashi, that the baby was in the house on one end of the street, and the knife was in the house on the other end of the street, and they brought the knife to the baby. The way we're learning the whole time right now, we're talking about that they were in the street already itself, and you're allowed to carry from one end of the Mavi to the other. The baby would have been in the, you know, outside in the Mavi. And I don't know exactly how that's practically possible, but anyway, and the knife was in the movie in other end. Anyway, Rashi cleans out of the house. So I said to him, so it seems clear from here. So he's saying to Rav Asi, he says, it seems clear from here that Mavi Shaloi Nishtat from Mutl Tata Bakul. You're telling me that what happened here was they brought the knife from one end of the Mavi to the other end of the Mavi to the kid. So we see that you're paskining that a Mavi, even though there's no Eidiv, you're allowed to carry. Omlein, you're right. So I said to him, Omlein, Vazimnin Boim Rachlamatili. Okay, I asked you a previous occasion and you didn't answer me this. You just had to remain silent. I said to him, Dilma, perhaps Agav Shitvich, you have such a flow of learning going through your head. Roid Logimara, suddenly this also passed through your head and you remember this? Omlein, you're right. Agav Shitvich, I remember this. Taisa is another shame, ask Rabe in previous Omlein, why are we bringing the knife to the baby? Shouldn't we better bring the baby to the knife? Because the baby is chai noises atzmes only is the rabbanon. We had before in that side that a living person, if you carry a living person, it's like it's a chai noises atzmes. So it's either because two people carrying together, that person and you. So some of the shayim say that an infant 8 days old is like a sick child. In other words, we don't say chai noises atzmes by a very young kid. Tosis seems to learn here that we do say, but because after the bris milah, the child might need something, and then you're not allowed to carry the child anymore, and you need the mother. The mother is on, and you'll have to bring the child back to the mother. So therefore, you'll have to do chilul Shabbos anyway. So you might as well bring the knife, which is easier. That he says here that you're not allowed to carry more than 4 amos. In other words, argues. You know, you asked a question and you sound like you're allowed to carry from one end of the Mavi to the other if you didn't, you know, if it was already existing in the Mavi. And over here, Rab Zayda, the same Rab Zayda who had this discussion of Asi, now is saying the name of Rav, that a Mavi, if he didn't make an aid of a shit of Mavois, even though the things were existing in the Mavi before Shabbos, you're not allowed to carry from one end to the other. You're not carrying more than 4 amos. Omar Abaye Hamilso, Omar Abzeda Lepisha. Abzeda said it, didn't explain himself. Ad, the Osir, Rabba Rabu, Pisha, Rabba came along and explained it. Rabba Rabu came along and explained it. Omar Nachum, Rabba Rabu, Omar Rav. Mavi, Shaloi Nishtat Fubai. And this is what it means. A Mavi, this main street. Shaloi Nishtat Fubai, that he didn't make a shit of Mavois in the street itself. It means all the Chatzeras didn't join together and put down food in one place and have a common thing. Is Irvu chatzedes, depends. Irvu chatzedes and botim, if they made an eidav between their houses and the courtyard, the respective courtyards, then ein metalklin boy elabadal amas. You're not allowed to carry the mavi only 4 amas. But loy irvu chatzedes and botim. But what happened like this? If they made an eidav between the houses and the chatzer, and the other chatzedes, each chatzer made an eidav between the houses within the chatzer and itself, I don't know what happened was, but the people of Chatzah did not make a common eidav on that street. Then you're not allowed to carry in the Mavi any kelim more than 4 amos. And why? But if you didn't make an eidav, lo yirvu chatzedes and batim, if you didn't make an eidav between the chatzedes and the houses, therefore you're not allowed to carry from the house into the Chatzah, then mutu l'talta b'kulay, you're allowed to carry any kelim that has been resting all around the place. And the Gemara will explain to you why. Why should it be a difference if you're telling me if the house is made an eidav with a chatzar, then you cannot carry 4 amos in the street. But if the houses did not make an eidav with a chatzar, and then you could carry 4 amos in this mavi, even though you didn't, you know, if it's something very existing. Why should there be a difference? The Gemara will soon explain. What's the difference? Why is it the chatzedes joined together with the houses? You're telling me that you can no longer carry the mavi. You know why? Because we believe the only way a mavi is considered a mavi is if you have to have three different stages. You have to have a bayis, a house, a few houses, then you have to have a chatz, a courtyard, then you have to have a mavi. But if you made an eidav between the house and the chatz, as if the chatz is no longer there, that the house has completely took over the chatzar, and therefore all you have is a house. Like, remember the whole idea of an eidav by houses and a chatzar is if you only have one house there. So you have one house spilling onto a mavi, and that's the problem. The nitkul chatzedas, you remove the houses, v'nasa botim, they all became like a house because they become bottled to the houses. When do we allow you to carry in a mavi with a post and a beam? Only achiyu, you need to have the recipe is you need to have botim, houses. You have to have a minimum of 2 houses, the chatzedes joining in one courtyard. And then you have to have a minimum of 2 chatzedes. And they're open to a mavi, psuch el teichet. But if you make an eidav between the house and the chatzed, what do you have? Houses. But you don't have a chatzed, if that's the verb. So even if you don't make an eidav between the house and the chatzed, and then you're telling me there's no eidav, then you could carry 4 amos in the mavi, I don't understand. Then we have to imagine that the houses are no longer there, are like sealed off, because there's a Rav says the houses and they have to spill onto the chatzah, and it sounds like the houses also have to be considered as if they're contiguous to the mavi. But if you're telling me there's no eidah between the house and the chatzah, it comes out that the house is in, you know, one spot. The chatzah surrounding that is like a partition that separates the houses from the mavi, so the houses are not contiguous to the mavi. So how can you carry? Is let's imagine these houses command the steam of them as if they're sealed off, and therefore the chatzedes eat as if what do we have contiguous to the mavi? All we have is courtyards. Ubatim leka, there's no houses. If you understood the Rav literally, you need houses and chatzedes contiguous to the mavi, and the problem with having the house and the chatzer joined together is as if the houses are contiguous to the mavi, but there's no chatzer. If the other way around, it's the chatzer that's contiguous to the mavi and not the houses. So what's pshat? So the Gemara, it could be one of the ways of making an eidav is, instead of, you know, everyone joining in bread, is that somebody has a house there, says, you know what, I'm abandoning my house, I'm giving over my house to everybody in this chatzer. And my Ori says that my section of this chatzer, I'm giving up. I have no chelik in this chatzer, the Shabbos. You guys are the only ones who can use the chatzer, and therefore you don't need a native. So therefore, that house owns now the full chatzer, and therefore that two houses there, one house cannot carry the chatzer, but there's one house that could carry the chatzer. So therefore, you have a house, chatzer, and a mother. So the mother, say, he still doesn't help us. That all the houses are about to shoes to this person. Safe doesn't help us, because then those people who didn't make an aid who cannot carry in the chutzah are separated from the mavi. The person who could carry in the chutzah, because this is his only house remaining, it's as if he took over the chutzah. There is no chutzah. His house now spread out, expanded, take over the chutzah. So it's back to the original problem. You have a house and a mavi. Where's the chutzah? So if bias eka bottom like if it's also one house and not many other houses, and other issue is all you have is a house. And Rav said before you need two houses and a chatzar and so on. Says the Gemara, I have a solution. Efshe the metzafra of apalga the yom of the gabichad and the palga the gabichad. This is one way of an aid of the Yilad even doing Shabbos. If all you're doing is I'm renouncing my rights, my entitlements to the chatzar. So then, this house, then you could do that even on Shabbos. So why can't it be, you need two houses? Who said they have to be there simultaneously? Part of Shabbos, you can have one house. So part of Shabbos, this guy, you know, forfeits his rights to the chatzar. And the other part of Shabbos, the other guy forfeits his rights to the chatzar. So Gemara says, so be eaten at the east of lie, let's lie. But the fact is, there's only one house at any given time, which according to Rabbi, you need a minimum of two houses. Says the Gemara, Elo Rashi, you misunderstood Rav. Not because you need batim and chatzeres that spill into a mavi. That's not what he means. What does it mean? he says here, Elo Rashi, mi gorim le chatzeres shi asru batim veleka. You know the problem is, you know why that you're not allowed to carry, you know, if you have an aid, if you're in a house of the chatzer, you know why you're not allowed to carry into the street? Is because it's the problem, you thought the problem is there's no chatzer. The problem is the houses. Why? If not for the fact that you made an eidah between the house and the chutzah, then if you follow Rab Shimon holds that all the roofs and all the kafras and all the chatzeres are all contiguous, all joined. So therefore the mavi also is joined. By you making an eidah between the house and the chutzah, so you took the chutzah out of the equation of the mavi and you made the chutzah that the problem is not that the house is not touching the mavi. The problem is now that the chutzah is considered a separate shus for the mavi. And totally separate shoes, and because it's totally separate shoes, you cannot carry them up more than four amas. And that's pshat. And the lekan, you don't have it. Okay, that basically ends today's Gemara.